Glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and in the ages of ages. Amen. In today's gospel, we heard about the dumb and deaf young man who threw himself on the ground and foamed at the mouth whenever the demon took control of him, and how such a demon could not be cast out except by prayer and fasting. And also today, brothers and sisters, we celebrate the great saint of the church, St. John Climacus, St. John of the Ladder, and we, in our spiritual struggle towards heaven, it is described by St. John as a ladder. If we do an honest assessment of our spiritual condition, most of us are like this deaf and dumb young man whose father asked Christ to heal him. We are deaf to the word of God, and we are dumb. We cannot speak, we cannot see the truth of God, and we cannot pray. And brothers and sisters, I pray that each of us realize that what is necessary for us in order to be saved is that we first take seriously that there are some demons that are only cast out by prayer and fasting. Each of us stands every moment of our lives looking up at this ladder to heaven. Each of us stands up every moment of our life looking up at heaven and seeing a rung ladder by ladder. And most of us do not wish to make the effort necessary. We do not wish to make the struggle necessary to climb up that ladder. We want the easy way out. We want to do what is simple. We don't want to recognize that we are sick and need of a physician. We don't want to open up our hearts and minds to God, and we don't want to praise Him. As I said, we are like this deaf and dumb young man who is possessed by a demon. This deaf and dumb young man who the apostles, because they had neither fasted nor prayed, did not have the strength to cast out this demon. The rest of the world lies under the throes of the demon, and brothers and sisters, often you and I, because we lack the discipline, we lack the self-will to do what is necessary in order to be saved, we too are under the sway of such a deaf and dumb demon. We neither hear the word of God, nor do we praise Him, nor do we speak the truth. We look upon the ladder of salvation which lays before us, and we are afraid. This is the major emotion that most of us experience all the time. It's fear. And like this young man whose body was tossed, who was in convulsions and foaming at the mouth, our passions control us. They guide us. They dominate our lives. And we spend our entire existence trying simply to satisfy them, to keep them in bed. Such a demon, the demon of our passions, the church has given us the discipline and the therapies of fasting and prayer to overcome them. And how many of us, brothers and sisters, with a fervent heart, with a sincere wish, want to be free of this demon? How many of us, like this father, recognizing our unbelief, cry out to God, Lord, I believe. Help me with my unbelief. For most of us, we spend our entire lives struggling for that taste, that one small taste of the goodness of God. And for those of us who have been fortunate, who have had an epiphany at some point in our lives, who've climbed a few rungs up that ladder out of the muck and the mud, which is our life, and we've tasted the goodness of God, how so easily we fall off the ladder and we're back on the ground again. The Christian walk is not easy. Rung by rung by rung, we must climb up a ladder to heaven. We must climb up a ladder to attain the virtues. We must climb up a ladder to reach up to God. And how many of us, as I said, like this dumb and deaf demoniac, just lay at the bottom of that ladder and say, it's too much for me. It's too much for me to even begin to reach up for those rungs, to begin to climb up it. How many of us of our lives are motivated by fear alone? We fear God, we fear the world, we fear persecution. And this fear, like this demon, has consumed us, where we don't pray, we don't fast, and we simply give in to our passions. We give in to all that is easy in this world. And we think that because we have satisfied our passions, that we are happy. When such a greater joy awaits us, if we have but the strength to reach up and climb that ladder. Christ will give us the strength, brothers and sisters, to climb up the ladder. Christ will give us the strength to have more faith if we have little faith. Jesus said in the Gospel that all things are possible for those that believe. Illness can be healed, our passions can be brought under control, if we only, with humility, are willing to accept the therapy, the treatment. Jesus said, it's the sick who seek a physician. But before we seek the physicians, we must first recognize that we are sick. Before we seek the cure, we must first recognize we need the cure. And how many of us in self-delusion have convinced ourselves because we've managed with a modicum of control to live our lives, how many of us have convinced ourselves that we are not sick, that we don't need the cure, that we are higher up the ladder than we really are when we're still languishing at the bottom of it? And if we think that we've accomplished the virtues, that we've made it up a few rungs of a ladder, we've mastered our passions, that we've accomplished anything, St. John says in his Ladder of the Divine Ascent, that all the way along the way, at every step of the rung, the demons will be there to compliment us and to tell us, good work, you've made it. St. Athanasius, in his Life of St. Anthony, describes the last moments of St. Anthony, that great saint, that founder of monasticism, that at the very last moment of his life, after a life of constant struggle, of climbing up and down that ladder, the devil met him and said, well, St. Anthony, you finally accomplished it. You finally made it. You're finally going to your reward. And at that moment, St. Anthony told the devil, go away from me. I haven't accomplished it until I breathe my last breath. We haven't accomplished it. We haven't accomplished the climbing up that ladder until Christ carries us into heaven. Until with humility and with faith we have called upon Christ and we have asked Him to help us as the Father asked Christ to heal His demoniac, deaf, and dumb son. Brothers and sisters, let us with fervor our entire lives ask God every day, every moment of our lives for help. Let us pray that same simple prayer. I believe, help me with my unbelief. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, but now and ever in the ages of ages. Amen.